Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
So I've taken the position, which is quite common among Catholics. I got a personal feeling about abortion, but the right rule for government is to let women make their own decisions.
Well, I'm going to ask him the same question that Lincoln put to Stephen Douglas, who essentially argued the same thing on slavery. Douglas said he was personally opposed to slavery, but thought each state should have the right to vote it up or down. So here's the question. Mr. Kane, why are you personally opposed?
Selective outrage. I know that I need to be mad because something wrong has happened. And that's true. But the last thing I'm going to do is have ownership of the problem as if I'm part of it.
New dads like getting into issues with Florida.
Nobody likes the idea of doing this. It's just, and especially men probably, going to the doctor. But when you do go to the doctor, you don't want bad news, and you want to know that if he's going to give you bad news of any shape, matter, or form, that you can trust him, his advice, his opinion, his diagnosis, his prognosis. You want to know that you can trust your doctor, that he's not acting in his best interests, but in your best interests. Now, in California, your doctor can now say, hey, you're terminal. Have you thought about killing yourself? Or let me help. Now, they may not put it in those words, but they can do it. And can you trust that he's always acting in his best interest? If he's suggesting you only have a little while to live, why not end it now? Is that something a doctor should even be suggesting? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Tuesday afternoon, the 26th of July. We're going to be talking about California's new assisted suicide law. Dr. Philip Dreisbach will join us, author of a recent column for the Wall Street Journal, Why Are They Trying to Make Us Kill Our Patients? A little bit later, we'll talk about the murder of a Catholic priest in France today. Raymond Ibrahim will join us, author of the book Crucified Again, Islam's New War on Christians. Pastor Tom Baker will join us after that. Host of Law and Gospel, to teach a Sunday school lesson on God providing manna and quail in Exodus chapter 16. You can join us with questions or comments over the next hour. Our call-in number 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and our beloved on-demand listeners, use the Issues Etc. comment line 618-223-8382. Joining us to discuss California's new assisted suicide law, Dr. Philip Dreisbach. He's director of the Desert Hematology Oncology Medical Group at the Eisenhower Medical Center in Rancho Mirage, California, author of a recent column for the Wall Street Journal titled, Why Are They Trying to Make Us Kill Our Patients? Dr. Dreisbach, welcome to Issues Etc.
Well, thank you for calling, and I look forward to talking to you today.
Why are you and some other physicians bringing suit against the state of California?
Well, recently the state of California passed a euthanasia bill, what they call death with dignity and compassion, but it is anything but that. It's been pushed in California, and I've been practiced out here since the late 70s by the Hemlock Group prior to this, and they changed their name. They have all different kinds of names right now. One of their main sources of income to push for this is George Soros, who is well known as a far left-wing liberal Democratic Party supporter. They just recently, in the last 6 months, passed a bill that would allow people who are judged to be terminally ill to be given what I call suicide pills to commit death on themselves. This goes against just about everything, including the AMA, almost every religious group in this country and around the world, to cause death to somebody who is deemed to be terminally ill. So we, as doctors that are opposing this, have gone to court with our lawyers, and it's in Riverside, California. And actually, it was a hearing yesterday. It was supposed to be, the judge was supposed to decide whether it should be held up or not, and he postponed it for reasons we don't know. In any event, we are opposing it because this is wrong. It's almost impossible to predict when somebody is going to die. And I can give you numerous examples in my cancer practice of people that have been told they only have 2 months or 6 months. Usually it's 6 months. And they go on living. I have people living 8, 10, 15 years now who were told years ago or even months ago in some cases that they were going to die, and they were going to die quickly. So that's why we're opposing it, among other reasons. There's lots of reasons to oppose it. But this is really a group that has always won. It seems like they're only interested in death. They're not interested in helping, and they're spending all this money to have people allowed to kill themselves. We have examples from Oregon where they do have it legal. And I've had at least one patient go up to Washington and Oregon. It's a mess. In Oregon, you have separate death certificates that are not open to the public for people that use this means of killing themselves. So there's lots of reasons. Interesting, they want doctors to do this. Why do they want doctors? Well, they want the glow of a doctor who is supposed to know everything to commit the death to the patient or help them to die. Why would doctors be involved in that? Sort of like why would doctors be involved in putting somebody to death who committed a major crime? You shouldn't have the doctors in the back. Doctors should be for life. We should be there to hold out, to relieve suffering, to make people comfortable and keep them alive as long as possible. And many of these patients have miraculous recoveries. So, there are a lot of other reasons, but that's what I think I would start with to tell you.
One of your concerns about the law is that it does not require an attending physician to refer the patient for psychological assessment. Why is that important?
Well, that's important because that means basically a general doctor can say, well, this patient's of sound mind, and they have no psychiatric or psychological evaluation. And I think this is drip, drip, drip. If you go back to some of the other fights on what we call social issues, they start with a little thing. And then once they get their foot in the door, then they expanded and expanded and expanded. And I don't know how old you are, but you go back to the abortion fight years ago. You had to be approved by two different doctors, and it was only being done in the beginning of pregnancy. Well, now we have abortion on demand through the whole thing. So the left knows how to do this. They know how to drip it. And when this passed in California, every Democrat legislature voted for it. Every Republican voted against it. And unfortunately, our governor, Jerry Brown, signed it. So right now, it was given so many days, and I don't remember the exact number of days, before it went into effect. And we, with a group of lawyers and doctors, went to court to try to have it overturned, because this is not something that's very good for society.
You wrote in your piece for the Wall Street Journal, killing is never medical care. Talk about that in terms of the Hippocratic Oath, or at least the spirit of the Hippocratic Oath that is supposed to guide the medical arts.
Well, I was always taught in medical school, and most people were taught that you do everything to stabilize a patient, keep them alive, keep them healthy. Well, this is just the opposite. This is to help them kill themselves. And it's very interesting that I'll give you an example. I have a patient I saw last week. He's about 82, 83, playing golf, having a great time. And 5 years ago, his primary doctor, who's a good doctor, not a bad doctor, know him well, he told him, I'm sending you over to the oncologist because you probably have less than 3 months to live, get everything straightened out, make your will out, do whatever you wanted to do. Well, I treated him for a year and a half. He has a disease called multiple myeloma. He still has it. I haven't treated him for the last 3.5 years. We've just been watching him. It just stopped growing. And we have numerous examples in our practice. All four of the oncologists in our practice have seen this over and over. Yes, people can die quicker than you expect, but you don't know until you try treatment. And he was just thanks me. He said, gee, I would have given up. I wasn't even sure I should come see you. So here's a primary doctor thinking he's doing his best, telling him that he's going to die. And he didn't. He didn't die. He's done doing well. So we should always keep the positive forward for the patient. Imagine you going to a doctor and having heart disease or something, and the doctor says, oh, you're going to die in 2 or 3 months. Well, how does he know? You don't know that. We're not God.
That kind of goes together with something you mentioned before, Dr. Dreisbach, and that is that this bill and those who are pushing it really do seek to exploit the trust that the medical community operates with. The people do regard their physicians as not only experts in medicine, but also people whose opinions and decisions can be trusted. Speak about that, if you would.
Well, you know, if you can't trust your doctor, and there can be ulterior motives here. Interestingly, and I'm not sure I'm answering your question directly, in California, if you're in a nursing home, according to the bill, the nursing home director can sign that everything's not going to go very well. Or a relative can. You can't even do that with a will. You have to have outside people who have no interest in you. So I can imagine when their insurance after 60 days or 30 days or 90 days is running out, and then they're going to go to Medicaid back east or Medi-Cal out here, and the payment to the nursing home goes down. Unfortunately, we're all human, and that nursing home director may not be too interested in this. Same with family members. I can give you one right now. A patient I've been treating, again, for multiple myeloma. He's in his 80s. He gets around okay. He's bright. He's enjoying life. And he had some money. So he sold his home. I'm sorry, he gave his home to his children. And he goes, I practice in the desert of California. He goes back and forth to a northern city. Well, this year he didn't go back. And I asked him, oh, you're staying in the desert for the summer? It's pretty hot here. He said, well, you know, I told you I gave my home away to my kids before I died. I want them to have it. They sold the home out from under me. So who knows what they'll do next? He didn't say that, but I'm saying that because you don't know. So he didn't go. He had no place to go, even though he had made the home up in the north. So there's ulterior motives here. And as I think I said earlier, the group that they call Compassion and Care right now used to be that this was started prior to World War II. It was nationwide, especially in England, to some degree in the United States, and definitely in Germany. And you knew where that left in Germany. But as soon as World War II came, the English group basically folded, and so did the American group. But there was always a hardcore. Well, now they've changed their name because Hemlock is a bad name. Death and destruction is what they're involved in here, basically. And they don't want to commit it. Why would doctors commit the killing? Basically, they're cheerleaders for the Dr. Kevorkian type of people. They didn't really oppose what Kevorkian. They thought he was doing a great job, except some of them didn't think he should be using all that flamboyant thing. Was it 10 years ago? State of Michigan had it right. They grabbed his license, took it away.
In your decades of practicing medicine, have you ever seen this kind of threat to doctors' freedom of conscience?
Well, that's interesting. Some states, in regard to the abortion situation, if a lady asked a doctor who was against abortion, please refer me to the abortion center, and his basic religion or ethics say, I can't do that. I mean, there's no reason for this. They can be in trouble. They can be in trouble, and they're pushing that harder and harder. Remember, it's drip, drip, drip. You start off with small, and then you get control of everything, and that's what we're afraid of here. If you go back again to the abortion debate, Ronald Reagan signed the first abortion bill in California. It was supposed to be extremely limited. Multiple people were supposed to say it was important. It had to be done. The woman would die. Now you can get abortion for any reason, essentially through the whole 9 months. Certainly in some states you can. You can in California. You've seen the Planned Parenthood things, and, you know, it starts with drip, 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 and then it becomes over-encompassing. So the same thing I think will happen here. There's already a doctor that was on the Internet in Oakland who was giving consults for $200 in regard to compassionate death. And if you did want it carried out, it was $2,000. Well, wait a minute. That's not a fair and simple thing. What do you think he's going to recommend? He's going to make money because that's all he's probably interested in. He'll say he's interested in compassion, but the money factor is pretty big there.
Finally, if you would, Dr. Dreisbach, speak about kind of the way which California often functions as a bellwether for the rest of the country. People say, well, this is Oregon, this is California, this is West Coast stuff. But that does tend to signal what's coming to the rest of the country. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I think you've touched on that very directly. And again, you can go back to a lot of the different things that happened. I mean, the most obvious thing is the abortion debate. And I don't know, I hope this doesn't ever come to that, but it's spread around the country because once they get one or two or three states, then they try to push it on. Interestingly, though, Massachusetts had rejected this, death with dignity. And that's a pretty darn liberal state, so I'm not sure why that happened. Maybe doctors opposed it. I see indifferent. I think the Washington Times and another newspaper were starting to cover doctors coming out against this, that it's not good for medicine. Our two local hospitals, and I can tell you I had no input. I was a little shocked myself when they passed this bill. The two biggest local hospitals in the area where I work came out and said they're not going to be involved in this at all. Some of our hospices have come out and said they're not going to be involved in it. Because if they do get involved, how do you know who to trust? That's going to be a really difficult thing, because the doctor will have pressure on him from family members. And, there's different examples. They'll put together different examples of people who, like Brittany Maynard, who was a 29-year-old who had a brain tumor. And if you go on the Internet and read everything about her, it's almost too perfect. It's almost too perfect. And the doctor who treated her has not come forward, but we believe she committed suicide. We don't know that for sure, but they used her as the prime example, the exception, the exceptional person that would do it. On the other hand, there's a man by the name of Hansen, J.J. Hansen. He was given 4 months to live, and now he's 2 to 3 years down the road in complete remission with the same diagnosis that the woman had. So you can't predict what will happen exactly. And any doctor that does is not acting like an MD. He's acting like God.
Dr. Philip Dreisbach is director of the Desert Hematology Oncology Medical Group at the Eisenhower Medical Center in Rancho Mirage, California, author of a recent column for the Wall Street Journal titled, "Why Are They Trying to Make Us Kill Our Patients?" You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Dr. Dreisbach, thank you very much for your time. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it.
Folks, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Life Ministry is devoted to upholding the sanctity of human life, both in our church body and in the culture at large. You can find out more about their great work and pro-life resources at lcms.org/life, lcms.org/life. When we come back, we're going to talk about the murder of a Catholic priest in France earlier today. ISIS claims responsibility. Raymond Ibrahim will be our guest, a fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center and the Hoover Institute, and author of the book Crucified Again, Islam's New War on Christians.
Martin Luther taught that the chief function of music and worship was the proclamation of the Word of God. With Heirs of the Reformation, Treasures of the Singing Church, you will hear over 2 centuries of Lutheran musical theology, beautifully performed and faithfully sung. For a limited time, save 10% on this 4-CD set when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
At Concordia University Irvine, you can pursue advanced theological study for academic, professional, or personal development. Concordia's Master of Arts in Theology program is grounded in the truth of Scripture and insights from the Lutheran Confessions. Courses are taught online and at intensive on-campus sessions in the summer. Apologetics, Christian education leadership, and Reformation studies are just a few of the emphases offered. For more information, visit cui.edu/theology.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry, lcms.org/deaconess.